For months, Democratic presidential candidates have been swarming Iowa, seeking support for the caucuses on February 3rd. Healthcare and how to pay for it is one of the biggest topics for voters. More than half of the state's hospitals are operating in the red, while per capita spending on healthcare is rising sharply. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs looks at where the candidates stand.
Jim Addy is watching the candidates' proposals, particularly on Medicare. He's CEO of the hospital in Waverly, a small town in northeast Iowa. He worries that if Medicare changes, the government won't pay the hospital enough to cover its costs.
We do think that it would lower reimbursements. We do think that it has the potential to not bridge the gap of uninsured or underinsured to the extent that I think is being proposed.
That's because Iowa already has one of the lowest Medicare reimbursement rates in the country. Addy says 50% of Waverly's patients are on Medicare. If more Iowans use it under those rates, rural hospitals like his might have to cut services, like labor and delivery units, to balance the books.
We can't really afford more uninsured and underinsured in the state.
But in the campaign, expanding Medicare has been at the heart of many candidates' proposals, and it's on the minds of many Iowans like Addy. On one side are Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. They want everyone on a government-run system like Medicare, which right now is mostly for people over 65. They say eliminating private health insurance would save a lot on administrative costs. Here's Sanders at a CNN town hall earlier this year.
The function of the current healthcare system is not to provide quality care to all in a cost-effective way. The function of the current system is to make billions of dollars in profits for the insurance companies and the drug companies.
In the other category are candidates like Pete Buttigieg. He has a plan called Medicare for All Who Want It. It would extend Medicare to the general public, but keep private health insurance so people have a choice. Here's what he said on CNN last month.
I just don't think it's a good idea to command Americans to adopt Medicare for All, whether they want it or not. Under my plan, if you prefer to keep your private insurance, you can.
Candidates with similar plans include Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, and Joe Biden. Iowans have mixed feelings about these plans and who they want to support. At a mental health forum at Drake University, Indianola resident Esther Caulfield Hoffa says she likes Warren and her Medicare for All proposal.
I think the costs will actually go down. People are starting to not be able to afford their health care that they get through work. It's gotten so expensive.
But Cedar Rapids resident Sonona Culbertson is leaning towards candidates who would give people more choice.
I think people that have private insurance that like their private insurance should be able to keep that.
According to a Des Moines Register poll last month, 41% of likely caucus goers support Medicare for All. 24% think it's a bad policy. Barb Kniff McCullough owns a small construction company in Pella, about an hour east of Des Moines. She's afraid any plan that extends Medicare could mean an increase in her payroll taxes to fund it.
I think our costs would go through the roof. They would skyrocket. And how are we going to pay for this?
That's why she supports President Donald Trump. He opposes the Democrats' proposals to expand public insurance. Peter Damiano is the director of the University of Iowa Public Policy Center. He says voters need to remember that the candidates' plans still lack many critical details, like what will happen with reimbursement rates.
What you're hearing from the candidates is really an indication of what their priorities are, what they're feeling people want to be hearing about and their position, so you can get a sense, is this someone who in general views the world as I do?
And Damiano says something else to remember. If a Democrat does make it into the White House, any proposed plan will need to pass through Congress. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.